By the way, on Thursday night, we're going into Revelation, and I've been excited to see what all I missed telling y'all. And the man says that Revelation's a book of thrones. He said the word thrones is in Revelation 45 times. I counted 40. I only got 40. And only like 12 more times in the New Testament. But we agreed early on in the book, I've never seen a throne. And I don't think anyone else raised their hand. We're going to be where there's thrones, where there's real live thrones.
Yeah.
And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the Word of God. See, Jesus died for our soul, but there's been more than one died so that you might have a Bible.
Yes.
So that I might have a Bible. We are indebted. Brother Charlie said we're in debt. We are in debt. I'm in debt to Jesus. I'm in debt for the Bible. For the Word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with the King, with Christ, for a 1,000-year honeymoon. And that's in front of us. This is where we're headed. This is where we're going. We're going to the millennium. And then that was the great reign. And then we saw the great resurrection in 5 and 6. And the great results in 7 through 10. And we're getting ready. We want to start the great white throne. That's in verse 11. That's where we are. But one more verse. Could we have one more review verse? Verse 10. Could we read it together like they do in the big city churches? A little bit of responsive reading. A little bit of high church right here this morning out in the country. How about that? Revelation 20 verse 10. Together. And the devil was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Amen.
Yeah, but I really believe we can do better. I think we can do better. Let's do it one more time. Revelation 20, verse 10, we're all awake now. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Hallelujah, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Okay, now verse 11 is the scene. Well, the rest of the chapter is the great white throne judgment. Verse 11 is the scene, what it looks like. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. The scene. Now, everybody that's counting on their good works, everybody's counting on their good deeds, everybody's counting on the fact they kept the Ten Commandments, everybody's counting on the fact they lived a good life, is going to get a fair trial right here. It's going to all come out. There'll be no advocate. There'll be no substitute. There'll be no Savior.
Right.
We'll stand by ourselves. Be naked. Man mistakenly calls this a general judgment, but it's not. It's for lost people. We had our judgment 7 years earlier. There's no religion to hide behind. Nothing to cower behind. Everything that's familiar is gone. You're standing there face to face. You won't be, I hope. You won't be. This is a judgment for lost people. Saved people, we're at the judgment seat of Christ. Here's the fact of the throne. Hebrews 9:27. Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. It's a fact. It's going to happen. The judge is in John 5:22. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. You see it again in verse 27. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Here's who the judge is going to be. Acts chapter 10. We get another view. verses 40 and 42. Verse 40 said, Him hath God raised the third day and showed Him openly. And let's read through 42. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with Him after He rose from the dead. And 42, and He commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is He which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. I'm so sorry, Sister Cheryl, I forgot the song.
That's okay. That's no problem.
No, it's not okay. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
It's not.
Let's get in the Word.
Can we sing it at the end? My memory's the only place where I messed up. I got a real good memory. It's just short. It doesn't last very long. It runs out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, we're looking at the judge on the throne, 2 Timothy 4:1. Kim started her a new financial program. Wanted to straighten up a little bit like David Ramsey, you know. He's got a program. Kim's new program is she leaves the purse at home. So we can't go Dutch no more. Knock that in the head. But it's working for her. Her account's building up. She's gaining. 2 Timothy 4:1, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, at His appearing and His kingdom. That's what we're talking about, the kingdom age. And this it's happening in chapter 20. That was verse 11. There's the judge on the throne. Now, this is the face. Lost people is going to be looking at the face that they ignored. They're going to be looking at the face that they denied.
Right.
The face that they cursed. The face that they disbelieved and said, I don't want any part of Him. The face that they sold. The face that they spit on. And the face that they marred. That's who the judge is going to be. The jury on the throne. Verse 12. Revelation 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. There's five books, or witnesses, if you will. This is the subject of the throne. The first book is going to knock Brother Rick in the head. It kills me. It's the book of words.
Yeah.
Words. Matthew 12. I'm just assuming it's going to be at our judgment too. But anyway, Matthew 12, 36 and 37. And I say unto you that every idle word... And do you know how many words Brother Rick wastes? You probably do. You're the only ones that know. You know me. You know how much I fool around, mess around with nonsense. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned, Brother Rick. It doesn't get any better, it gets worse, Romans 2:16. How about secret words? That's going to hurt.
Yes.
One good thing about it, I don't think I got any secrets. But anyway, Romans 2:16, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Whoa, all the secrets is going to come out. Then the book of conscience in chapter 2:15, just back up one verse, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. You see it again in Ecclesiastes, another picture of it. Ecclesiastes 12:14. For For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Yeah.
We're talking about judgment day. As there's five books, five witnesses. That's the book of words, the book of secret words, the book of conscience. How about the book of works? The book of works. I can't think of anything I've done. I wish I had something to turn in. 2 Corinthians 11. I can think of some bad works.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 11, 15. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
Yeah.
Matthew 16, 27. I don't want to go where they weigh my works, see if my good works outweigh my bad.
Yeah.
Matthew 16:27. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom. No. No, I want 16:27. 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels, then He shall reward every man according to his works. Then finally, there's the book of life, Exodus 32. Exodus 32, 32 and 33. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, this is Moses talking, Moses praying to the Lord. And he said, if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Psalm 69. We're talking about the great white throne judgment. Psalm 69, verse 28. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous.
Yeah.
Daniel 12. Daniel believed it. Daniel 12, 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble. Well, we just come through that. That was Revelation 4 to 19. Such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered. That was verse 4 we read. Every one that shall be found written in the book. Written in the book. Philippians 4:3. Philippians 4:3. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fella, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. It's still going on in Revelation 3:5. God's still using it, still referring to it. Revelation 3:5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Chapter 13, verse 8. This is the number 5 witness that's going to be used. Revelation 13, verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Now, him is back up in verse 1. It's talking about the beast. Those earth dwellers are beast worshipers, those that are left, or most of them. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And then chapter 17, verse 8. This is what's going to be there. 17, verse 8. The beast which thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. They that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. Then you see it in chapter 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And then the last verse is 22, 18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Okay, now that's the scene, the subjects, the significance of it. The significance is verse 13, actually. Revelation 20, verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. The judgment on the throne, the sentence is 14 and 15, still in Revelation 20. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We see this in Matthew 25. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And then also in 46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. And Psalm 9, 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. The crowning sin of all mankind is rejecting the salvation that God provided on Calvary. I want to go with my works and not with His works. I'm okay, preacher. I'm okay. I'm good. That's rejecting Christ, what God provided, is the unpardonable sin. The crowning sin. Hell is waiting for all outside of Christ.
Right.
Christ is waiting for all outside of hell.
Right.
It's going to be the millennium.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to go to a honeymoon. A millennium. 1,000 years. Let's see if we can go just a little bit further. Back to chapter Revelation 21 and 22. We see the wife of the Lamb. The wife of the Lamb is introduced really in both chapters. We're going to be a new creation. We're going to be without our old nature.
Amen.
I won't want to sin.
Right. Yeah.
I won't lean towards sin.
Right.
We'll have a new body. The flesh is what messes us up.
Right.
The flesh is why I glutton. The flesh is why I ate too much yesterday. The flesh. We have a new body. It's going to be out of this world. And we're going to a real place. It's real. It's got a real address. We're going to move from time to eternity.
Right.
With the absence of sin.
Yeah.
absence of temptation, the absence of testing.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
The law of gravity is going to be revived.
Yeah.
It won't be the same.
Yeah.
There'll be traffic between the New Jerusalem and earth. We're going to see the New Jerusalem come down out of heaven here a little bit. And it never says it touches down. It kind of hangs in limbo there. And we'll be able to travel back and forth from the New Jerusalem to earth. It'll be a breeze for the bride and his groom. The sun will be the light, the S-O-N.
Right.
No need to rest day and night with our new bodies. I won't need a nap.
Right.
I won't be lazy. I won't be a deadbeat.
Right.
We have a brand new body. Brand new body. The descent of the city. Verse 1 and 2. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. It's a fabulous city. It's got a new kind of gravity, new kind of oxygen. The old earth and the old heaven are destroyed by fire and rebuilt even. It's a purifying process. Let's look at it in 1 John 3:2. First John 3:2, beloved, now.
Yeah.
Right now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. That's when we get our new body, at the rapture when He appears, and now we're using it. We're getting used to it now. Getting used to some of these new things. Hebrews 1:10. Through 12, Hebrews 1:10. And Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of Thine hands. They shall perish, but Thou remainest. They all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt Thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But Thou art the same, and Thy years shall not fail. And then the last verse on this, 2 Peter 3, starting in verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be, Brother Rick, in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Well, that's going to be Him, isn't it? That's going to be Him. If there's any righteousness, that's Him. Christ is going to be there. Christ is going to be there. It's going to be a perfect marriage. There'll be no barriers between the bride and the Son here. We'll be one with Him. Let's go just a little bit farther. Revelation 21, 3 through 5. And I heard a great voice of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no more, neither sorrow, neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, Write, for these things are true and faithful. No more tears, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain. The preacher said the other day, some say there won't be no undertakers there. And he said it true. That's not true. There will be undertakers. There won't be death. There won't be funeral homes.
Right.
There will be some undertakers there, some saved undertakers. Now think about this. For every light in Hollywood, I can imagine being on a hill and looking down on Hollywood. For every light in Hollywood, there's a broken heart.
Yeah.
This is a lonely, hurting world, but no more.
Right.
No more. Death will be no more.
That's right.
This earth is one big cemetery. They ask one engineer that plans the highways, four-lane highways across the nation, what his biggest problem was, and he said it was missing cemeteries. This country is one big cemetery. I guess every country is one big cemetery. The population is one long funeral procession. Several funerals have taken place since we started at 10 o'clock.
Right.
Who's going to be there? Going to be the Father. He's going to be there in the New Jerusalem. This is where the Father first introduces Himself to mankind. The Father's going to be there. The Son's going to be there in this New Jerusalem where we're going to live. The Spirit, He's going to be there. These are all verses on your paper. The angels are going to be there. The seraphims are going to be there. The cherubims are going to be there. Gabriel, he'll be there. Daniel, he's going to be there. Michael, the archangel. The elders, 24 elders, they're going to be there. All saved Israel, Old Testament saints. The church is going to be there. All the redeemed. You're going to be there, I hope. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for what You've done for us. We praise You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Could we